since this is this week's Parshas Emor, which has the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer in it, I'd like to begin our discussion tonight with a little hashkafa, and we'll get to some halachas behind Sfiras HaOmer as well. So the pasuk in Parshas Emor begins Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Tez Vav. Usvartem Lachem, you should count for yourself, Mimachras HaShabbos, from the day after Shabbos, which you know is Pesach, the second day, Miyom Aviyachem Esa Omer, Hatznufa, from the day when you're going to bring the an Omer's a measurement of the Tufa, Sheva Shabbosos Tzimimus Tihiena, for 7 complete weeks. Rashi says, Mimachras Yom Tov, Tzimimus Tihiena, Milameid Shemaschil Amoyna Mi Be'erev, you count at night, right? The idea that they, in order to get it tamimus, to count as early as you can. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh is a beautiful idea. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, "Usvartum lachem," that the idea of counting the Sfiras HaOmer for the 7 weeks, "Litzad sheitzav lispor sheva shabosos." Why does it have to be for 7 complete weeks? Omru Zali brings a Zohar. "Kilitzad shehai betumas Mitzrayim," because we have been afflicted with the tomb of Mitzrayim. Rots Hashem lehizdaveg leumazu. Hashem wanted Kaviyachal to get married, to join himself together with us. Don bo kemishpat nida shedina lispor shivat nekiyim. So Hashem judges, just like a woman needs shivat nekiyim in order that she be mutter to be with her husband. So too, that's what the Klal Yisrael went through. Vitziva sheyisperu shiva shavuos. So instead of doing 7 days, we had to count 7 weeks in order to prepare for the marriage of Kabbalah Satorah. Va'azu mucharim lahachnis osom kala lechuppah. Then you can go like a kala to the chuppah. Many of the minhagim that we have at weddings are patterned after Kabbalah Satorah, after Matan Torah. For example, walking down holding the a candle. That's based upon this as well, because you know that the mountain was on fire. Back in the Orach Chaim, he says, "Vagam kisham shiva yomim v'chan shiva shavuos." So he asks the question himself: if that's really true, that really we're preparing ourselves for this union with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a kala prepares herself for 7 days. Why are we preparing ourselves for 7 weeks? Letzad haflogas hatuma, because the great, to the extent of the tuma that we had involved ourselves with. V'gam eyozu b'klalus Yisrael, and also for the whole Klal Yisrael, shir hatomim deyim ki kein mishpatim v'ayin marashim hirashim v'posik v'chodesh hashlishi letzeis. Okay, back in Parshas Yisro, v'humamar hakosav kan usfartim lachem. That's why the lachem, you're counting for yourselves. In other words, there's a benefit to the fact that we're counting. It's a preparation for us. Pirush sibas sefira zu hi l'sibaschem l'taraschem. The reason why I'm having you counting these is to be matar ourselves. Shazu azeh takef Hashem nosin lehem matara. Because if we didn't have to prepare ourselves before in advance, then we could have just gone straight in and gotten the Torah immediately. But the point of the counting is that we're preparing ourselves to get ourselves into the proper state of mind in hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. So this Orach Chaim goes very well. It's hinted at this idea of preparing ourselves. Rabbi Chaim Boruch Leifer from Tosh referred me to a beautiful comment of the Ohev Yisroel, the Opterov. He showed me that's found in the very back. He says like this, connects to what we've been doing. Tam Amiras Pirkei Avos. Why is it that during this time period of Sfiras HaOmer, the minig is to learn Pirkei Avos? Yeah, it's preparation for Shavuos. Somehow the minhag, they continue throughout the summer months as well. They do, the cycle continues. They don't just stop after the first 6 weeks. They go through, and that would be based upon the other idea that the Luchos Shnios we received on Yom Kippur, which is also a Kabbalah Satorah. So why do we say this? Beautiful idea. Be Pesach Latzeres, who? Ki Yomim Eilu Mechuyev Kol Ish V'Ish Mi'Yisrael Lataris Atzmo. Because every Jew has an obligation to be mitar themselves, b'yimei ha'sfira k'mosh nitaru Yisrael me'az mitumos Mitzrayim. Because just like originally during this time period, the Klal Yisrael had purified themselves from the tomb of Mitzrayim, kinod me'zohar kodesh, like from the Zohar, which we just saw quoted from the Orach Chaim, sheva shavuos ki'inyan zayin yimei nidahem, that the 7 weeks are corresponding to the shivas yimei nikiyim that a nida has. Lekach omrim az meseches avos, and that's why during this time period we say Pirkei Avos. Kedei lirois lehavin, to undersee and to understand kol hamidos tovis haniskarim sham, the lichsof lishtokek, to have a drawing and a longing, masai esekein gamani, when will I reach that level? We see the powerful things to aspire for in Pirkei Avos. That creates a longing for us to have a sense of greatness. The person, has to push themselves and go higher than their grasp is. In weightlifting, if a person, their whole goal in life is just to bench press 50 pounds, so okay, maybe they'll get to 50. But if their whole goal is to get 250 pounds, well, maybe they won't get that much, but at least they could bench press 51 pounds, 60 pounds, 70 pounds, so they'll go higher if you have big goals. So we learn Pirkei Avos to have a longing to get to that. V'lashuv b'teshuva shleim lifnei Hashem yizborach, and to return in complete tshuva to Hashem. L'zos yesh mesechezu chamisha prokim. And that's why Avos has five prokim. Because really the first five prokim of the Mishnayos, the sixth, which we call it Pirkei Avos. It's not really Mishnayos. It's a selection of Brises, which is called Kinyan HaTorah. So really there are five. Why? Neged He Sha'ari Bina HaKolalim. That five corresponds to the five gates of Bina. The Kol Echa Kolame Eser Heim Nun Sha'ari Bina. And each one of those five has 10 subcategories. So 10 times 5 brings us to the 50 levels of Bina. Olam HaTeshuva. That's the world of Tshuva. Now this is amazing. This is really why the piece caught my eye. I'd never seen this in a Svarim where they darshan the English name of the month using Hebrew letters. Get ready for this. The Yamim Ha'elu Nikram Eitzel Umas Ha'olam. These days that we find ourselves, the days of Sfiras HaOmer, are called by the Goyim Mem Yud. May. May 3rd. May is called May. Mem Yud. The Gam He Modim, and even the Goyim admit, Sheyam Eloheim Tovim Musugam L'Rafua. These are days of healing amongst the Bnei Soschar also says a very similar idea, that these are days of healing even amongst the non-Jews recognize that we do this. Now we are familiar with the famous notrikin of ER, is the Aleph Yud Yud Reish Ani, the Yud Yud is Hashem's name, Rofecha. Hashem's going to heal us during these months, and we're davening this Magefa should end. But by the Goyim also, the month of May, Mem Yud, is Mesugal for Rafu as well. Who says, May, Mem Yud, Hu Minyan Chamishin. That's also corresponds to the idea of going to the 50 levels. May, you're darshing me the Hebrew spelling of the English month. Ha'ikr Hu Shehayomim Ha'elohim Tovim Mesugal Nerfuas HaNefesh. But the main thing is that these are days which are Mesugal for healing one's soul. Yehi Ratzon Shefenu Hashem B'nei Rafei Amen. May God's will be that we are healed through that. So, this is an amazing thing. We saw from the Orach Chaim that the counting of the Sfiras HaOmer is not just 7 days, it's 7 weeks of purity, of Tahara, like a Chasen and Kala. And then building upon that same idea, that's why the Ovi Yisrael says the minhag is to learn Pirkei Avos during these months as a preparation as well, because these are special, auspicious times for Refuah, for all of those who are in need of one. Okay, so we didn't get to the halacha tonight. The Mitzvah Shem will pick that up tomorrow. We'll discuss some of the more of the halachic issues that arise with Sfiras HaOmer.